Greetings. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We're also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate. A lot going on right now. There's so many things. I'm going to do a little housekeeping first. The conference is up. I think the speakers have been loaded or in the process of being loaded right now with their bios. And, you know, if you really wanted to come to this conference, you better jump on it because everything is selling out really fast. So that's coming. A lot of other things unfolding right now, which I'm going to talk about in the news and cover this, basically this newsletter. We're going to answer questions at the end. So if you have some really good questions, go ahead and put them in the chat. We also have a group here watching the show that we're going to get questions from the audience too. So if you have a question, you can ask that. And my assistant Kathy will come down. It's kind of interesting because we're having to shuffle between two places due to internet problems. We've had some really crazy stuff happening with our internet here. We have four lines, and here to stay on top of things, and three are down, four is toast, and we got one left. So anyway. That comes with the territory. You'll see why after the show. But anyway, go ahead and get some great questions if you have them together, and we'll answer those questions. I'm going to go ahead and get into the show here. You know, the bottom line is we're living in a pathocracy. And for people that don't know what a pathocracy is, it's when you have sociopaths running the show. And basically that's what's going on. So, you know, if people still back the current administration, there's only two reasons. They're either morally challenged, critical thinking and research impaired, or not the sharpest pencil in the cup. It's increasingly obvious psychosociopaths have been installed to head every branch of government in a takedown America plan. This is also happening globally. You know, they're doing everything possible to divide America by race, gender, and culture, creating a lawless society of dependency, thinking all resources will be abundantly provided by the gift fairy. And just doesn't work that way. It defies all logic unless there's some underlying agenda by some evil demonic forces to create hell on earth. And this is not Democrats versus Republicans. It's evil versus good. And hopefully I want to take this time to ask the buffaloes upstairs not to run around and jump up and down upstairs. So we're getting a lot of noise down here, guys. Anyway, the lies, deceptions, doublespeak by legacy media and politicians, the lack of personal responsibility, one failed program after another, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is, according to Einstein, a form of insanity. And basically, you know, for our buddy, our president-elect, to follow the same game plan as Obama, which is a 16-year game plan to take down America, is purely insane. So I would say we get the government we deserve, but in this case, it's not our government. It was installed and financed by hostile foreign governments and a global elite, many refer to as the cabal. The latest election fraud bombshells are proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's not our government we voted for. You know, how could this happen in America? What happened to truth, justice, and the American way? Other countries are either laughing or crying because they can't believe how Americans let this happen and believed America to be the last hope for freedom. You know, why are they all coming to America? You know, there's a reason for that. So other countries are taking more of a stand than America. There's a global uprising involving millions of people. The media is nowhere to be found in this, the legacy media. And photos and videos circling the net, you know, with whole countries revolting it's everywhere. If you go on the net, you can find it, but nowhere in the mainstream media. Of course, they are sponsored by, you know, they're corporate sponsored and also sponsored by the global elite and the CCP. So follow money. So we always say follow the money. All roads lead back to China, the CCP, and the global elite or cabal. And now you know how this happened. You know, that's the bottom line. Their goals are to create a one world government, throw the world into serfdom with false promises, installing socialism or communism with a few narcissistic psychopaths running the show. You know, they backed Hitler, they backed Mussolini throughout history, Stalin, every genocidal megalomaniac in history. And how'd that work out in the end? You know, why are we not teaching this in our schools? You know, we're teaching everybody that socialism's good, you know, communism's good. You know, we need to teach the real history, you know, how billions of people kind of disappeared, you know, with under these people. So anyway, despite this, some Americans are so brainwashed they welcome them with open arms, yet that brainwashing was intentional. That was part of the program, the social engineering to go through the colleges and introduce all these doctrines to actually, you know, take down America. So I'm going to go further into this. The NIH, the CDC, the WHO have shown to be completely compromised, cashing in, you know, holding patents on the virus, the vaccines, test kits, et cetera. They're in bed with and financed by the CCP and the global elite. And they're a total fail when it comes to serving humanity, along with their spokesman, Fauci, who has transferred all of his assets to his wife and other countries and is now on the run doing interviews from a hidden blue room of which no one knows the location. I bet the NSA knows exactly where he is. They'll probably be paying a visit to him pretty soon. His emails clearly show an extreme conflict of interest, proving he and his cohorts, Gates included, made billions on an experimental gene therapy, calling it a vaccine in full knowledge of the disabling side effects, in many cases, proving fatal. Common sense applied to all the you know, the dead test animals would prove these vaccines should never have been released. In a letter written in 2005, I'm going to repeat that. A letter written in 2005, Fauci, in his own words, said HCQ, hydrochloroquine, will not only treat a current case of coronavirus, it will prevent future cases. It functions as a cure and a vaccine. So, you know, in other words, it's a safe and cheap and has a long history of effectiveness. So, why did he change his story? Did he have some, you know, a major investment in the vaccines? You know, what do you make something like 9 million at least that they know of, you know, with this vaccine rollout? So, you know, you have to ask yourself, why was this ban shunned by the mainstream media and taken out of circulation? Now, here's a good one. According to Dr. Brian Brindle, professor of immunology, and other major researchers in Japan, and the entire government there basically has come out with the spike protein in coronavirus 2, a pathogen and poison is not staying in the muscle. It's in the blood now, crossing the blood-brain barrier, creating neurological disorders in the brain. The heart and cardiovascular system are being compromised. It's entering in the spleen, bone marrow, ovaries, and in some cases, causing miscarriages and uterus disjecta. You know, the protein spikes also create clotting and bleeding, as well as other serious problems. And now they're finding out it transfers through breast milk, attacking the digestive tract in newborns. So we still can't get an accurate data on the injuries and fatalities due to the jab, which are will be on the rise. I mean, it's unbelievable. What they're doing here is it's going to go back to Nuremberg trials, basically. That's the only way it's going to go. It has to. What they did here is just, I would say, it's not only inhuman, it's probably demonically inspired what they're doing here. So anyway, the PCR test showed up to be, you know, up to an 80 plus 90% false positive. How did that affect sales? And why did they choose it when the inventor said it should never be used? You know, it's going to give you false positives constantly, and so they can, you know, force, they get the big numbers and they can force the vaccines and the jabs on people. So anyway, they said, and they also said, if you've got the COVID, you know, and recovered, you're not immune and still need the jab, going against all previous sound medical knowledge. You know, you're immune. You get it. You build up an immunity and done deal. Why do you need the jab? You know, and it's all for a virus that's run its course and had a 99.98 on average survival rate. And some experience mild symptoms were asymptomatic, and it's extremely rare for it to even affect the children. So anyway, the gain of these vaccines and these other things, there's no gain, you know, compared to just letting it run its course, because they're doing more damage than good. Now, here's another one. According to India and the Health Administration, despite Fauci and his henchmen putting extreme pressure on them, announced there is no new variant. You're going to hear this in Africa, too. You know, this is a myth. It's another hoax to sell their jabs. And after top officials, top health official got the jab and dropped dead, you know, in India, now they're making available safe, effective alternatives available all the time, withheld and demonized by the very agencies created to protect the people, along with the deceptive mainstream media and social media. It costs $2.60 per person to totally immunize and clear this up. So we should have been doing that a long time ago. And it's a similar program used by our president, you know, Mr. T, you know, to kick it. So anyway, to make this very clear, they withheld safe and effective alternatives, resulting in the death of millions. You know, we have to ask the question, is population control the end goal? Is mass sterilization proving to be an intentional side effect? You know, we need to really start asking these questions, because this has been their game plan, and they've made it very clear that that was their game plan. So I, you know, and so now they're going after the children. Why? You know, where's the logic, and at what expense? Why are they after the children? Any parent or protective agency that allows this has totally failed in protecting their children as wise stewards. Now, we're being brutally honest now for the sake of the children. I know some people are going to get really butthurt by putting this information out, but, you know, you need to be butthurt, you know, it's for the sake of your children, basically. You know, you need to figure this one out. Now, the icing on the cake, according to latest research, Fauci and company funded and created the virus in conjunction with the Chinese military, the CCP, despite their failed attempts to blame it on some bat in the wet market. Why in the heck are they in partnership with the Chinese military, the CCP? You know, that's something we really need to ask. You know, the Chinese and American scientists who did the gain of function research to create the virus already spilled the beans, implicating Fauci, who used American taxpayer funds to finance the gain of function research to create the virus. I mean, this is nothing new. Now, this is all spelled out by Tucker Carlson on Fox News. I know Gutfeld also did one on it. There's a lot of mainstream news now that are covering this. And finally, senators are demanding answers, holding press conferences concerning this global fraud, extreme censorship and bias. And the evidence is now pointing to a plandemic. You know, it was planned. And you want to know who planned it? Just follow the money. It's that simple. You know, every crime, you know, the first thing they do is who benefited. That's the first question they ask. Follow the money, who benefited? And it points out who's involved. So if you're not outraged by now and still support these, you know, psychosociopaths, after spilling it all out for you, God help you, you know. And did I mention the constant attacks on the very people trying to warn and save you, the conspiracy theorists, doctors, frontline nurses, scientists, some of which have Nobel Prizes, who have been censored, shamed, ignored, and some have had their license revoked? Come on, guys, you know, we need to get behind these people, you know, and make a stand, basically. So conspiracy theorists are endangered species now, because all their theories are now facts. You know, it's like we can't come up with a new conspiracy now because it's all out there and it's all facts, you know. So I'm sure there's more, but it never amazes me how easy this is getting. And so what seemed to be outrageous, crazy, and fear-mongering is now unfolding before our very eyes. You can't deny this anymore. And maybe those who wish to continue to live in denial are what is referred to as the chaff being separated from the wheat. Is this a Darwinian experiment carried out by the eugenicists? It's starting to look that way. You know, and what is sad is the children don't have that option to choose. You know, this is being forced upon them. And that is about as sick as you can get. You want to talk to Jesus and Mary and some of the other masters how they feel about the children. And, the ultimate slap in the face to Creator is harming the children, basically. And there's the ultimate price will be paid for that. So anyway, they depend on their parents to protect them, ensure their health and well-being. And this leads us to the grandmothers and mothers that are awake. You know, it's time to start listening to them. You know, when you go after the children, the line is crossed. Expect an uprising. It's fast approaching. The Great Awakening is here. Get involved. Nothing will remain hidden. Karma will be accelerated. Universal law will be the law of the land. And those perpetuating these atrocities will be held accountable. Buckle up. You know, we're on it. So we've got some good news now, and the good news is a whole new internet is going to fire up very soon, along with a completely new and fair banking system. And the new platforms are coming up that will take out the censors and that were complicitory in allowing these atrocities to happen. UFOs, massive motherships are being seen around the world, as we've filmed here at ESETI. The Fourth Reich and reptilians based in Antarctica are abandoning ship due to alliance intervention. So, you know, they can't leave in their ships because they just get taken out. So what they're doing is they're hopping on every plane and boat they can, you know, coming out of Antarctica. And you're going to have a lot of German speaking people, you know, on these boats and these planes. So so anyway, keep an eye on that. Elena Danon has talked a lot about that. Corey Good has talked about that. The negative bases on the moon are also being cleared out with Mars following. So that's going to take a while. That's kind of on the books. The deep dumbs underground bases of the cabal globally are being taken out. Some of the last in China, you know, ending a long train of drug and child trafficking. And check out Gene Decode. You know, he covers this extensively. He does a really good job. Scott McKay as well. He's great. He's really solid. And, you know, Mel Kay, she's another one. So check these people out. They're bringing this information out, and it's pretty rock solid. But anyway, the posers and shills and planned opposition in the UFO community are being exposed and running for cover. You know, as the real disclosure is coming from the skies, and those claiming credit for the disclosure, which in truth are planned opposition, will hear a voice saying, "I never knew you," when these very spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders show up. So, you know, we're going to know who is who and who is operating out of integrity and who is operating out of personal gain and in a controlled narrative. So there is an extreme controlled narrative in the in ufology, and anybody that's actually having contact, that knows who's on the ships, why they're here, that's actually connecting with the spiritually and technologically advanced beings are being censored in a big way. And the ones who are authentic, they've been pushed out of the major conferences. And so what you have is the controlled narrative. That's all left. You won't see them on Ancient Aliens or any of these other programs. You know, you'll see the controlled narrative. And so, you know, they can't control disclosure because it's going to happen from the skies. And, you know, follow Michael Sala's work, you know, on exopolitics. He's has some really good information. He's covering all of this. And so he's at the forefront, and he's held a really high degree of integrity throughout the whole disclosure movement. But anyway, people are demonstrating around the world to end the tyranny, the experimental gene therapy, forced injections, unhealthy and harmful masks, you know, all putting the children in danger as well as other draconian measures. So you're not going to see this in the lamestream legacy media. You know, you're going to see it, you know, with citizen journalists, and you're going to see it on the internet. And I've seen videos and pictures of wall-to-wall people, literally millions of people taking a stand, you know, against the global elite and these draconian measures. And if you research it, you'll find it. You'll see it, you know, so it's undeniable, you know, when you look at this. But then you have to ask that question, why are you not seeing it in the corporate, you know, sponsored mainstream news? You know, there's a reason why. Oh, another thing too, Brian Seltzer, this is really good. He went on a live talk show, which is probably the worst thing he could ever done. I mean, he's so narcissistic, he didn't even realize what would happen. And so he started taking questions, and CNN, he's CNN, and every question that they came out with was, why are you lying constantly to the people? Everything you're saying is a lie. Like every call-in just kept saying that, you're just lying about this, you lied about this, you lied about that, and he just sat there and rolled around in his seat and in his little smug thing, go, what? What did I lie about? And they said everything. You lied about everything, and they did. They lied about Russia, the several Russia events they lied about, they lied about everything. And if you really want to know what's happening on the earth, watch CNN and then reverse everything they say, and then you'll figure it out. But just watch the lamestream media. Fox News is really coming out, and I think it's OAN or something. There's several new news groups that are coming out that are really, really hitting it. They're really giving us the truth. So keep an eye on that. But forget about the mainstream legacy news. They're gone. They're actually collapsing as we speak. And another one I saw too that was amazing was the women, the mothers and things of every color, every race, it didn't matter, were standing up against this CRT, critical race theory, and its goal is to further divide the people. They're perpetuating the divisions. They're perpetuating all of this. It's just unbelievable what they're doing. They're taking things, blowing them all out of proportion, and they're creating, they're funding all these things. Look at the Black Lives Matters. It's like they just bought some mansions in a predominantly white neighborhood. So if Black lives really matter, maybe they should be taking that money and feeding those in need, or those who lost their homes to the riots and their businesses. Why are you buying mansions? Why aren't you helping the very people you profess to be helping? So the hypocrisy and the deception now is being seen. Everybody can see it. You can't miss it. And also too about the critical race theory, school board meetings are becoming exciting, with board members being fired, there's almost riots starting in there, and they're pushing the CRT. And there's people that are awakening, standing up everywhere now. It's a mass movement. The red pill is no longer a pill. It's basically a suppository and known as, and all this theater is working, seriously. I mean, these actors, folks, no one can really be that stupid, or can they? I don't know. The red pill wave is here, and it's time to find your inner lion, basically, because we're gonna have to stand up, for what's right, basically. I think we have a clip. See if we can get that one going, but oh well. We'll work on that one. But anyway, we've got some amazing things happening globally around the world. I mean, here at SETI, it's just insane the amount of ships that we're seeing. Even we're having like crappy weather, it's major chemtrailing and storms and things. And as soon as you get a break, an opening in the clouds, boom, a big ship going by, and they'll power up and do crazy things. And we're getting that. And I notice a lot of people are getting, I'm having a lot of things sent to me, and even locals around here have their own night vision cameras, and they have security cameras, and they're picking up all kinds of things. I'm seeing light beings, walking up to people's doors right now on their cameras. So a lot going on, but again, we're going to start opening things up to questions. Hopefully, my assistant Kathy has gathered enough questions that we can answer some of these questions. There's so much going on. It's like, where do you start? But enjoy the show. Get your popcorn and watch The Great Awakening, because this is outside. No man can stop this. This is the creator itself, and all the dimensions pressing in on the earth all the star nations, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are coming in, and everything is coming up to the surface to be seen, and karma is being accelerated, and these people that have pulled these atrocities are going to be held accountable. It's universal law. That's what's taking over. So, hang in there. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get bumpy. It's on. And there's probably going to be some disruptions. I would expect some disruptions in the power grid. Just the solar flares and the Schumann resonance is off the scale. That's got to be affecting the technology in an extreme way. So, expect internet, to go down, power fluctuations, and get a few days food. They're saying 11 days, some people are saying 2 weeks. It's not that hard to do. You can buy a bag of rice and beans and put it in your closet, and at least you're covered. Basically, you can add to that. But put your gardens in. I strongly suggest growing your own food. We do that here. We put in some pretty massive gardens, and we always do every year. And we've got trout in the pond and sheep in the fields and deer walking by, turkeys, everything here, so if things get really crazy, we're not really worried about that. We're covered. So anyway, I would strongly suggest to get some stores in, to get through these times. We might cruise right through it. Some people are already prepared, and some people, especially in cities, may have some disruptions. I mean, look at the gas. That was another contrived situation, the gas shortages and the gas shortages, meat shortages, all those things. Those are all contrived. They're setting those into motion. There'll be others, so. But hopefully we can get these guys out and get things back, back on track, but anyway, Kathy, my lovely assistant, is here with some of the questions, and we hope we can answer them. So we're going to do whatever we can.
We get a lot of questions about the jab and if it can be overridden. This one was, can the Schumann resonance override the jab? Can anything override it?
As far as overriding the jab, there is a lot of things coming out that can isolate or block the spike proteins. I'm not a doctor, so I can't give advice in that area, but I would do research on it, pygnogenols and pine extracts and pine tea, and people are looking into that, making that, and there's a lot of other things, Suramin, which actually comes from, I'm pretty sure it comes from pine needles. There's other things out there, but I would consult your naturopath, or find a functional medicine doctor, somebody that is really looking out for your well-being and is not in cahoots with big pharma, trying to be the drug pusher, talk to your herbalist too, and go to your other stores, and get things. But it's really important to boost your immune system. I'll tell you what I do. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not practicing medicine. I'm not giving this advice. It's just what I do is that I have a lot. I put a lot of vitamin D and K2 in my drinks. I keep up on the minerals, keep myself really stocked with minerals. We make pine needle tea here constantly and other things to clear the lungs. And we have a lot of herbal formulas and natural formulas here that we use just for ourselves and other guests. And they seem to be doing a really good job, but it's up to each individual to do their own research on it. I think that some of the med bed technology may restore the cells. I mean, I've seen what happens to cells in a dark field microscope after the jab, and it's not pretty, So there are. I know there's frequencies. We need to isolate that virus and find out exactly what frequency it is. And there's Rife technologies and Tesla technologies and med beds and things like that can help. But all of that is not going to be in the mainstream. You're going to have to do your own research to find out, what works and what doesn't work.
That goes right into the next question of med beds, which we get a lot.
Yeah.
I think you've answered it before. When will they be made public?
Well, at one time we asked what about the med beds? And they only said there's only about 16 available. And that might have changed, you know, if the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders get involved, we're going to be talking bracelets, you know, wearing small bracelets and doing the same thing. But these technologies are coming out. They are coming out very soon. Who gets them and how they're implemented is another thing, you know, so that's to be continued. You know, some of these things you can't answer yet because other things have to fall into place before they can happen. So it's all about timing. So there's a sequence of events that has to unfold before these other things can come out. And so, you know, stay tuned. As soon as we know, you'll know. You'll know what's going on.
So this was a question from what it sounded to me like a mother with two adult autistic children.
Yeah.
And she was wondering what happens to autistic people who do really understand the ascension. Are they left in 3D or taken to 5D?
Yeah, a lot of autistic children are already in 5D. Whenever I walk by an autistic child, they go nuts. They're like little Geiger counters. They go, whoo, they get all excited, you know, and they pick up the energy and they recognize you. And so a lot of them are already, they're already there. They just don't function on this level. And there are things that, that people are coming up with that are helping with that. You know, again, there's a lot of research into Suhrmann, which also helps autistic people and as well. So do some research on that. You know, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing this, but do the research on Suhrmann. You know, there's papers written on it about incredible results that they got, you know, with it.
Is it true that eating meat and dairy will prevent you from Stargate ascension because it lowers your vibration?
Okay. Is it true that eating meat and dairy?
And dairy.
Will lower your frequency. I think you ought to ask the Native Americans about that one, you know. So I think, you know, Jesus said it's not what goes in the mouth that defiles the man, it's what comes out. And I think it's what's in the mind that defiles the man or woman. And, you know, if you bless your food and you're holding a high frequency, you know, you can transform anything. Some people are designed to eat meat. Some people just don't function well as vegetarians. That comes up a lot. And you know, I've had people, I said, just go get some buffalo and eat that and see what happens. And all of a sudden they get grounded, the spaciness stops, and they go, wow, you know, I feel great. And they go, I've never been so connected, because they were ungrounded. And so the more grounded you can get, the more connected the earth, the more spirit you can bring in. It's kind of a paradox. But personally, I have lessened a lot of meat that I eat. You know, I still eat meat. I still eat, I love to eat buffalo, and I still eat some chicken and fish. And but I eat a lot more salads now, and I eat other things as well. But and that's my own personal thing. I found out I tried to be a vegetarian and I got really sick. I got really ungrounded, and you know, it didn't work for me. And I started working for a biophysicist that has like 9 PhDs, and he explained to me why certain body types need meat and why your brain needs the fat and other things, you know. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize when you fast, fasting's good for a limited time, but if you fast for too long, you start consuming the fat in your brain, you know, so you're actually living off the brain cells, the fat in your brain, which isn't good. And that's why people kind of start losing it after a while. But there's other things about that. But to me, my own experience, I'm just telling you my own experience. You know, fasting, you know, everything is balance, everything in balance. You know, basically, that's what I see. You talk to yogis and lamas, a lot of the lamas, they eat meat. The Dalai Lama eats meat half the year, and then the other half he goes vegetarian. So lamas, you know, are known for eating meat and having concubines and, you know, other things that are taboo in some fields, you know.
How do people stay centered during these crazy times?
Wow. You know, she was asking, how do people stay centered in these crazy times? You know, I'm tested every day myself. I mean, it's, you know, these things happen and you see people doing the same thing over and over again. You warn them not to do them. They do them anyway. And, you know, you're trying to get people to make the right choices that are, you know, healthy choices for them and their family and things like that. And, yeah, and you see them just go right against it, and it gets really frustrating. And then you look at the psychic turbulence. The whole globe is in psychic turbulence right now with all the craziness and everything else. So with me, I said, you know, I love that sign, you know, weed the garden, weed your mind, get your hands and feet in the dirt, you know, take your shoes off, connect with the earth, and, you know, recalibrate with the earth's frequency. She's constantly changing. Drink a lot more clean water, you know, it's good to do cleansing and get your body in tip-top shape, you know, and keep your immune system up and do what it's ever to really get yourself in the healthiest state you can get into right now to get through these changes, you know. But you know, some of the Palladians actually meet too, that people are going to freak when they hear that, but it's real. They have a little creature they created that's kind of a cross between a chicken or a rabbit or something that they would take terraforming with them, you know. So, but anyway, that's a whole nother story.
Are Arcturians the ones that manage sacred geometry?
So, yeah, the Arcturians, they do a lot of sacred geometry. They're the main ones behind the crop circles, and they've left a lot of carvings on the planet here and there in the ground, in the earth. I'm not an expert on Arcturians. I'm very connected to the Palladians, the Orion Council of Light, the Sirians, and the Andromedans, which I work with a lot. And the Arcturians pop in now and then, but I do have friends that work very close with the Arcturians. And, you know, they're kind of all on the same page, but they do a lot with frequencies and sacred geometry and symbols that trigger the mind to remember the past and connect into the higher dimensions.
It seems like a lot of people are actually getting codes from the Arcturians.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting codes from the Arcturians, and definitely.
How important is it to raise your vibration?
Okay, how important is it to raise your vibration or frequency? It is extremely important, because if we don't become frequency specific to the earth and her evolutionary process, we aren't going to make it. We aren't going to be here. So let me check something really quick. Looks like we're good. It's really important right now to raise our frequencies. And also too, it's so important right now to learn how to heal unseen negative influences. And there are beings out there that have an emotional body and a mental body. They don't have a physical body. And so they're affecting you mentally and emotionally. Some people call them ghosts. Some people call them astral beings, demons. They call them negative ETs and things like that. And, you know, basically they're all right. You know, the archons, they're different names for these beings. And so we really need to focus on love and joy and bliss. It's our natural state, and anchor that energy in. And there's an old saying, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And that healing prayer it's in all of my books. It's on the website. It's free. Do it. You know, it's so important right now to keep your fields clear. You can clear your family. These beings are already trespassing, so you don't have to ask permission. And you can clear them out. But the healing prayer is very easy to come across. Again, it's in all of my books. It's on the website for free. Just type in, you know, healing unseen negative or healing prayers or whatever, and use it. It works. It's non-denominational. It works for everyone. You can call on Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Kuan Yin. It doesn't matter. If you know your own main teacher and guide, that's even better. And you can clear these energies out of your space. And they really do work. But again, you know, if you don't believe in them, then, you know, good luck with that. They don't work. So, because your mind creates your reality. And it's really important. People don't realize this is neuroscience. When you say, I'll believe it when I see it, it would be more intelligence to say, I'll believe it when I feel it, because God is a feeling, and you actually feel these presences when they come in. And you see with your brain, chooses out of billions of bits of information that are coming in what you see and what's applicable to you, you know, what's usable, and it filters everything else out. So you've got billions of bits of information coming in through your eyes, your ears, your nose, your other, you know, clairsentience, your feelings, and the brain is choosing out of that what is, what's going to be your reality. So you actually see with your brain. So if you say, you know, I'll believe it when I see it, that's actually self-sabotaging, because sometimes you have to believe it to see it. And I like what we do here. I love technology. We have technology that you can see into the fourth dimension, and you can see the orbs and the little fairies and all the other stuff going on. And you can see the ships better than anything with this technology. Well, when you look through these and you see you're in a sea of consciousness, you're surrounded by orbs and light spheres and intelligent beings, it totally changes your reality. And what's funny is after you see this through the technology, then your eyes can see it naturally. It's funny because now it's real. It's real for you. And then your eyes go, oh, this stuff is happening all around me. And then your eyes start seeing it. So, you know, the more you meditate, the more your senses become enhanced, the more clairsentient, clear feeling, you feel more, you hear more, you know, you see more, you see into the other dimensions. And so the veils are coming down between the dimensions right now. So we are in a time where the veils between worlds are becoming very thin. We've got all these shadow beings, these unseen negative influences running around going crazy right now. They're being, what do they call it when they kick them out? Brain farting. Or they're being, I want to say evacuated, but that's not.
Annihilated.
Yeah, well, they're being taken out, basically. Evicted. That's
where we go.
They're basically being evicted right now. So, and they're doing all they can to hang on, and they're creating as much dissension and division as possible, which goes back to our politicians right now, which are creating as much division and dissension as possible, trying to create as much pain and suffering on the planet as they can, because they feed off of this. The lower level beings feed off of this. So, and they have pretty much sold their soul to these other beings. So, anyway, it's a multidimensional war going on. It's much bigger than you can imagine. Luckily, we have some awesome multidimensional beings stepping in to help us out. And you're not just a body and a personality. You live in a sea of consciousness. You have a body. You have an emotional body, a mental body, a astral body. You have a Christ body, whatever you want to call it, fifth dimensional body, sixth, seventh, all the way back to the source. So, we're multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum, and we're not just bodies and personalities. And that's how they control you, by telling you you're just a body and a personality. And they keep doing fear in the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. And the whole media is focused on survival, sex, and power. They don't want you to get into the heart, you know, which is love felt, or love spoken, you know, through the throat, or, you know, God seen in all things through the head, or the crown. You know, I am God. That's where the God energies come down, through the crown. They want to keep you out of those higher chakras, and that's what's going on. But those are all being expanded right now and opening up, you know, resistance is futile. The whole solar system's going, you know, you can't get away. The whole galaxy's going, you can't get away from it.
You just answered like the last three questions, and I never even had to ask.
Oh, yeah. I guess I answered the last three questions, is what I was told just now. That happens a lot here. It's like you get in a flow and you start answering questions, and it goes in to getting the questions. I've got a few minutes left. We've got about 10 minutes left. I wanted to talk a little bit about healing. It's really important now what's happening with these frequencies as they come in, and the higher dimensions are pressing in. The highest dimension is just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And there are lesser dimensions that are close to that, you know, on their way to that. And that is pressing in along with the universal law. And universal law is universal peace, unconditional love, brother-sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's where we're going. That's where the higher dimensions and the creator is taking us. And so we have to do our part. And with that energy coming in, what it's doing is bringing up things in your world. It's amplifying and accelerating everything. So if you've got wounds and traumas, childhood traumas, past life traumas, things like that, you've got unseen negative influences affecting you, all that's going to be amplified and accelerated, and you're going to be able to see it and heal it. And we have to take personal responsibility to get through these times for our attitudes, emotions, and what's happening around us, the world in which we live. You know, within us is the creator. You know, we're all masters. We have access to that. We have access to the big eraser that says it never happened, So the more we go within and meditate and do process-oriented therapies and clear and get our body in good shape and healthy, the easier it is to get through these times. And a lot of our problems are not coming from anything physical. It may manifest in the physical, aches and pains and locking up. And you might have excessive bouts of fear and anxiety and things like this. All this usually comes from something in the past, either a past life or it comes from some unhealed trauma, childhood, past life trauma. But it also can come from unseen negative influences who can project that onto you. And you wouldn't know it wasn't your thought or your feelings because they're very good at what they do. And they create all kinds of division. You know, they get people not to trust each other. They just create all kinds of havoc. And that's crazy right now. And those are the times we're going through. It's called the end time madness. And so, which goes back to that other question about how do we keep ourselves centered? One of the main things I do as soon as I feel this energy, I go back to, okay, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And the first thing I do is say, not mine. You know, I set a boundary, wait, not mine. I shift from subjective and feeling this energy to objective and healing this energy and sending consciousness and energy into this situation. And I'm plugged into the higher dimensions when I do this. And we all can do that. There's none of us that can't do that. And so if you stay in subjective mind, you're going to be subjective to these energies. And if you don't block it and set up a barrier by saying, not mine, it's going to keep coming at you. When you shift into objective and you're plugged in, it's like a fire hose. Nothing's going to come down that fire hose. And that's what you have to do. We have to shift gears and to get through that. And, you know, one conscious thought, one high frequency conscious thought will outweigh millions of lower consciousness thoughts. And it's called sympathetic resonance. You know, when a higher frequency comes in contact with the lower frequency, it has to rise. It has to rise the occasion, but it can pull you down too, if you allow it, if you don't set a boundary. So it's really important. You know, some of us we'll be sitting there, we're really happy and all blissed out, and somebody walks into the room and you go, ugh, oh man. And then all of a sudden you feel all this anger and you feel all this angst and everything. It may not be yours. May have nothing to do with you. That's the energy that this person carries. And some of these people are operating from a very low frequency, like the tyrants and the controllers and these people. They're allowing other tyrannical energies and controlling energies to come through them, unseen negative influences and that. And you're going to be a threat to them. So they're going to do everything they can to throw you off key, you know. And that happens a lot as well. But It is an interdimensional war. We need to get our interdimensional tools to deal with it. And can you imagine the whole planet doing clearings? I mean, I've been doing this since 86 and putting this information out. You know, what if everybody that were taught and read the books and everything applied that? And if everybody was sitting down, focusing on love and joy and bliss and doing clearings, doing this clearing technique, what would happen? You know, what would happen to the planet? You know, what would happen is a quantum shift, which is going to happen anyway, but we can usher that along and we can help it along by doing our part, and that's why we incarnated. You know, everybody's worried about this fake alien invasion and the Dark Fleet. I mean, they've pretty much been taken out anyway. They're not going to be able to pull anything. But the alien invasion was called reincarnation, and it's us. And if you're watching this show, you probably have had other lives in other cultures, other civilizations, some off-world, some other dimensions, and you came to bring that knowledge and that wisdom here to the earth. You know, the problem is when you incarnate here, it's a very dense environment. It's a very dysfunctional environment. And we seem to take on a lot of that, you know, especially through childhood. And we need to go back and release that, release the past, and just say, you know what, I'm fine. I was always fine. I was totally aware of what was going on around me, although everybody tried to talk me out of it and tried to make it my problem and say it was me. It wasn't me, and I'm fine, you know, and that we need to get back to that and say, you know what, I'm fine, you know, and I may not be infallible, but that's okay. You know, I'm evolving. I'm gaining the wisdom through experience. You know, if you don't gain the wisdom from the experience, and that would be the only sin, if there was a sin. Sin's an archery term anyway. Just means you miss the mark, basically. But, you know, you don't know what you want until you experience a lot of little what you don't want. And so we're experiencing things, creating things. This is a plane of demonstration. We're demonstrating our consciousness, and we're evolving through the mirrors, you know. So we're magnetizing people and events to us according to our consciousness. And don't beat yourself up if there's a lot of craziness happening around you, because you chose to incarnate at this time. And obviously, if you did, you have the tools to deal with this. We just forgot who we are and why we came here. So it's very important. We all have our own unique soul for being here, for incarnating. And, you know, don't put on sandals and wear a white robe and grow the beard and talking these and thous and everything else. That was other people's gigs. You know, find out who you are, be authentic, and find out why you came here, what your own unique soul purpose is, you know. So yeah, if everybody were carpenters, there'd be no electricians, no plumbers, nothing would get built. So that's why there's such diversity, and the creator experiences itself through the diversity. So we need to realize that everything's important. Everyone's important, and no one is more important than another, which is something the Illuminati boys need to figure out. And also karma works, you know. Universal law of works, period. You're not above it. And that's going to be amplified and accelerated, and everything's going to be known. So basically that's where we're going. It looks like we're getting close. I've got 2 minutes left. Unfortunately, I answered all the other questions, you know. Okay, right. Send me your telepathic question. I'll see if the great Karnak. No, I'm just kidding. Do you have one?
Do you know how long shedding lasts?
Oh, there are some questions. How long does shedding last? I don't know. If I don't know, I will tell you I don't know. I think it's different for each person. You know, these things affect each person differently. And it depends on what you do. If you take preventative measures, if you do the research and find out how do I stop this? I mean, there's some awesome doctors out there that'll tell you how to do it. I mean, some of them have already lost their licenses for doing that. But do the research and find out, you know, there's measures that you can do. And if you do them, you know, you're going to get through this in a much less traumatic way.
Why are people not waking up?
Why are people not waking up? Because they don't want to. They don't want to wake up. And that's okay. They're going to experience. They're going to create experiences and manifestations, which are going to, you know, basically give them the universal spanking they need to figure things out. And there's nothing you can do. You know, you can't force your beliefs on others, but you can be an example for them to follow and figure it out. Yeah. So
have you heard anything about the financial reset happening on June 17th?
You know, the financial research, or GSARA, according to a lot of sources, and I don't really follow this that much. If it happens, it happens. I'm not really that attached to it. But we can do a lot of good with those funds and things. But according to a lot of resources, that it's very soon. I don't know if it's June 17th. It may, could it happen faster or later? Who knows? But I think, as I said before, there's a whole new monetary system, a whole new internet coming in. It's a much more fair and just system, and a much more abundant system. A lot of things are going to be forgiven, and that's already happening. You know, when this all happens, you know, when they flip all the switches, I think only they know. And it's flexible. You know, it, when it happens, it's going to be flexible. So depends on what other groups do. It's because they go so far, and then they get pushed back, and then they go, okay, they clean that up. It's like whack-a-mole, and they clear up, whack all the moles, clear it out, and then they start over again. So you don't know how much pushback or how many moles you need to whack to get this thing to go forward. So, and we're in that right now. But I always say, don't quit your day job, and you know, cover your butt first. There's an old saying, you know, praise Allah and tie your camel. You know, it's really a good idea. I think we're hitting the end of the hour here, unfortunately. So we're pretty much done. I have to thank Kathy, my assistant here, for bringing this information, and all the other wonderful people here. If I pushed your buttons, they needed to be pushed. I'm not doing it in malice or in anger or anything else. I'm just trying to get us through these times, and, you know, practicing a little tough love and brutal honesty. And I'm doing it because we love you. I'm not doing it because I need to be heard or I need to be right. So anyway, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Good night.